بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا ہوا حیات نفس ہے اور حق حیات دل ہے. فضل منصور الحلاج رحمۃ اللہ سے that is the life of the person, the life of the nafs, or the life of the physical insan. You cannot survive without air for a few seconds also. And the life of the heart, it is haq, truth. If there is no truth in the heart, then that heart dies off, becomes dark. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran Sharif, ثُمَّ قَسَدْ قُرُوبُكُمْ فَهِيَا قَلْ هِشَارَةُ وَشَتُ قَصْوَةُ. Then the heart became hard, Allah Ta'ala said. Hard like stone. Oh, hard, Allah Ta'ala said. Harder than stone. The eye continues and says, oh, clearly you'll find some stones, rocks split open, Allah Ta'ala says. And from there water gushes out and springs. Water gushes out and springs also are formed out of rock. But the heart of insan remains hard and dark if there is no truth in him. Just as we are in need of air for our physical bodies to be sustained, so the malaika, they are in need of tasbih. They do not subsist or live on air. They are not in need of oxygen. Breathing, malaika. Just as we are dependent on air for every second we must have air. So the malaika, every second they must have, live and they survive on tasbih. That is their survival on tasbih. You find amongst the awliya also, many informities, many of the awliya, they became, their bodies and their life became like the malaika. In some way they resemble the malaika. They would go on journeys through the wilderness in all types of weather for days and sometimes for weeks without food, without water. They would survive and would not have any detrimental or effect on their bodies. They will be constantly in the state of zikr, of reciting tasbih, and that was also their survival. Once Nabi Isa alayhi salam, on his journey through the desert, through the wilderness, he came across a big rock. It was very smooth, a big stone it was. So he drew his attention and he was looking at the rock and walking around. First time he saw such a stone, and then suddenly the stone split open. And inside he saw the thing, there's a buzruk sitting in that rock. And he was engaged in tasbih, so making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi Isa alayhi salam greeted and said salam to him, and he asked him, and the buzruk responded, asked him, who are you and what are you doing here? So he said, oh Ruhullah, Ruhullah is the title of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Oh Ruhullah, I'm here for 700 years in this rock. I'm here 700 years and engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And there he saw there was one bunch of grapes there in that rock. So he said, what do you eat and how do you live? Sometimes I feel for something, I eat from this bunch of grapes. But it's not dependent on that. There's no air, nothing, no food, there's no need to go for istinja, nothing for that busruk in that rock. It's just there and it's living for centuries in there, just like the malaika. So, as I said, they are dependent, that thing, on the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala. And our hearts, I think, are for the life of our hearts, our spiritual hearts, our ruh, depends on haq and truth in every aspect. In every aspect of your life, you have to always be true, speak what is true, state what is true, and beware of falsehood and lies. This destroys the heart. نقل ہے کہ لوگوں نے پوچھا صبر کیا ہے. پیپل آس حضر منصور الحراج رحمۃ اللہ واٹ از دا میننگ آف صبر. صبر بی پیشنٹ ایز وی انڈرسٹینڈ ان ٹائمس آف ڈیفیکلٹیز کیلامٹیز مس واچن وی مسٹ ناٹ کمپلین وی مسٹ بی پیشنٹ وی مسٹ انڈرسٹینڈ ایٹ دا ٹائم وین ڈیفیکلٹی بیفالز اس دیٹ دس از فرام اللہ تعالیٰ سائڈ آئی دس اے ٹیسٹ اٹس اے پنشمنٹ اٹس اے ٹیسٹ اٹس اے پیوریفیکیشن اٹ پیوریفائز اس سو وی مسٹ انکریز ان دا ٹائم آف ڈیفیکلٹیز ناسب وی مسٹ انکریز آور استغفار انکریز استغفار میک دعا اللہ تعالیٰ ول ریموو دا کیلامٹی سو دیٹ از وی انڈرسٹینڈ صبر اف دیر از اینی کمپلینٹ دین دیٹ از ٹینٹماؤنٹ ٹو کفر بیکاز یو آر کمپلیننگ ناؤ اگینسٹ اللہ تعالیٰ یور کمپلینٹ از رجسٹرڈ اگینسٹ اللہ تعالیٰ یس کاسٹ دا ڈیفیکلٹی اپون یو اینڈ ناؤ یو آر شوئنگ ڈسپلیئنگ دس سیٹسفیکشن So we have to repent at the time of sabr, of time of calamity, and adopt sabr. So they asked Hazrat Mansur al-Haraj, what's the meaning of sabr? So he gave him a very high meaning, which obviously not everyone, people like us are unable to bear such type of sabr. He said, فرمایا sabr وہ ہے کہ اگر ہاتھ پاؤں کاٹے اور دار پر چڑھاوے تو بھی اف نہ کرے. یہ صبر مینس اف یور ہینڈز آر کٹ آف یور فیٹ آر کٹ آف اینڈ یو آر پلیس آن ٹو دم گبن یو آر ہنگ یو آر ہینگ اپ دین یو ول ناٹ ایون سی اف ناٹ اے ورڈ آف کمپلینٹ آف پین ول کم فرام یو سی دیٹ از اے مینس آف صبر. شیخ فرید الدین عطار رحمۃ اللہ فرماتے ہیں commenting on this, that the Shaykh Farid al-Din Attar Rahmatullah, who is the author of this kitab, he says, کہ عجب ہے کہ یہ سب معاملہ آپ ہی سے کیا گیا اور آپ نے آپ ہی نہ کی. It's wonderful that he mentioned this, because whatever he mentioned, every day, this type of sabr, what he did, said, mentioned there, it befell him. Hazrat Mansur al-Haraj rahmatullah, as it will come on further, he was very badly tortured and put to death by the order of the Khalifa because of the he was found guilty of having uttered kufr. This statement was such as kufr. So they executed him and for the thing, but his hands were cut off, his feet were cut off, etc. And he never uttered a word, not a word of pain. So this, he said, this is the meaning of sabr. So as the Farid al-Attar says, it is surprising, it's wonderful that he made this statement. Yes, if he was aware that this is going to happen, and in fact he was aware that this is going to transpire, will happen with him, for that reason he mentioned this date. And as Junaid Baghdadi, he said, who was his sheikh, he also that he knew that this is about to happen, will happen to Hazrat Mansur al-Haraj rahmatullah. For that reason, he himself, the sheikh, had signed the fatwa, the decree to have him executed, despite the fact that Hazrat Junaid rahmatullah was aware that the statement which Hazrat Mansur al-Haraj rahmatullah uttered was not kufr. But it was in terms of the common understanding, in terms of the Zahiri Sharia, it was kufr. So that reason he said, in order to protect the iman of the people and the Sharia, there was a need to execute Hazrat Mansur al-Haraj rahmatullah. And he himself, that thing, and further on, appeared that he himself had predicted that he will be hung onto the gibbet and he will be executed in this manner. So we say this is the meaning of sabr. So while it is rare cases where they had such a high standard of sabr, the lesson for us is that in our daily difficulties and hardships which befall us, we have to, our minimum degree of sabr is the thing to focus on Allah Ta'ala, to increase, it comes in the hadith, you must increase your istighfar, because in most cases, the difficulties which befall us are the consequences, the effects of our sins, of our disobedience, and Allah Ta'ala, because out of His mercy, He cleanses and purifies us here. He does not want to punish us in the akhirat. That's the reason Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِأَبْدٍ خَيْرًا أَجَّلَ أُقُوبَتَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. When Allah Ta'ala intends to do good to a person, then Allah Ta'ala makes haste with His punishment here in this dunya. For the sins he commits, Allah Ta'ala inflicts upon him such light forms of punishment, difficulties, sicknesses, loss of wealth, loss of property, loss of life, etc., in order to purify him.